Good day and welcome everyone to Power Bytes. I am your host, Lou Signorelli, and Power Bytes is your destination podcast for power generation topics and discussions. As always, please know how much we appreciate you, our listeners. We hope that you find our topics helpful and interesting. There are several ways to get in touch with us at Power Bytes. You can send us an email at powerbytes, B-Y-T-E-S, at cat.com. Visit us at Cat Electric Power on Facebook or LinkedIn. And if you enjoy our podcast, please leave us a five-star rating wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. It really does help. Today, I'm joined by Chad Dozier, a double E from Purdue University. Chad has been working in the electric power industry for over 25 years. His experience spans large diesel generators, switchgear, UPS, solar power, and energy storage solutions. He's currently the program manager for CAT's sizing tool called SpecSizer. Chad, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Lou. I'm happy to be here.
Chad, Caterpillar has a very popular sizing system and design tool called SpecSizer. Today, I was doing some research and learned that since being released, SpecSizer has over 21,000 users. That's amazing. When I saw it a few months ago for the first time, I was quite impressed by how powerful this tool is. Let's start with a little background on the tool. How long has it been around? And can you give us something about its evolution?
Certainly. SpecSizer is Caterpillar's free generator set sizing software. We first released it back in 2006. It's gone through many iterations, like moving from a physical CD to the web and then here recently out to the cloud. And really over the last 12 months, really increased the focus on the usability and expanding the functionality of SpecSizer.
Chad, can you give our listeners some examples of these usability improvements?
We started by talking to actual users of SpecSizer. You know, I personally had participated in over a dozen of these sessions, which really consisted of us talking to the users and getting feedback on the SpecSizer mockup. This confirmed what the team had initially believed, that SpecSizer, while a very solid sizing tool, was really not too intuitive to use. This started us on a path to completely rewrite the code base for SpecSizer, keeping the core algorithms in place while refreshing everything else. You know, everyone is using apps today. So what we were trying to do is really bring that similar type web or app experience to SpecSizer, a very simple, very intuitive user interface that really anybody could quickly pick up. So our initial focus for changes was the process to build a load profile for a project. I'll be honest, before we started, it was really kind of a bit clunky. Now it's a very simple matter of just taking a load, dragging it, and dropping it into place. Another area we looked at was the project folders. I know this doesn't sound like a big deal, but we have users with 20, 50, 100, sometimes over 500 saved project files. Keeping track of the files and finding old files was not real easy. So we refreshed that entire interface to make it feel more like a standard Windows interface, you know, something like what you would see when working with any of your normal email software. A third enhancement we made was on the data side. We heard loud and clear through our interviews that the users wanted to get more data on their CAT generator sets. So we have been adding more and more content into SpecSizer. A user can now get spec sheets, drawings, detailed engine technical data, guide specs, you know, a lot of very rich technical content on their product.
So, Chad, you mentioned the cloud. Why is that important?
So one advantage of the cloud is that SpecSizer can be accessed from any computer connected to the web. Sizing files are saved out to the cloud, so the user always has access to their project files, and there's no risk of those files ever being lost. The second advantage is velocity, both in speed to our users and speed for updates. From the user side, we can quickly spin up processing power when we see heavy usage, something we've already done a couple of times since moving out to the cloud. This allows for a very smooth experience by that SpecSizer user. They should never see any sort of performance degradation in their system, no matter how many people are online using SpecSizer. From an update standpoint, we are using an agile project management methodology, which gives us a process to quickly review, test, and introduce enhancements based on user input.
Whenever we talk about the cloud, I'd like to talk about security. Can you tell us what CAT has done to protect user data in SpecSizer?
Sure. At Caterpillar, we take cybersecurity very seriously. Our cloud service provider has over 90 security compliance certifications. SpecSizer is also protected behind the latest firewall software to prevent unauthorized access. We also have automatic security notifications alerting us to any suspicious activity. And we also leverage a front door service to block potential threats based on the IP address of the user. Further, access to the SpecSizer databases, kind of that internal heart of the program, is all protected by two-factor authentication. This really prevents malicious actors from getting into kind of that core backend of SpecSizer. Finally, from a user side, all of the user passwords are stored fully encrypted. You know, we at Ida Caterpillar do not have any visibility to, you know, what those passwords are that our users set.
Now, Chad, you mentioned a minute ago about agile project management methodology and quick review process and getting updates out. Can you give our listeners some example of the most recent updates?
Sure. Let me just touch on three areas. The first is we've received a lot of suggestion on working with loads. This is really the longest part of any SpecSizer project, getting that load profile into the system. We are continually improving how users work with the loads, you know, from little things like improving the copy and paste functions to improving how a user can actually work with all of the load steps and get them sorted into the order that they need. The second area is BIM models. This has probably been the single most requested feature in SpecSizer. While we at Caterpillar have had BIM models for our products for a couple of years now, we have never really had a good platform to deliver them to consultants and contractors. As of our February 2020 update, BIM models can now be downloaded directly from SpecSizer for the selected products. And finally is the addition here recently of the Load Optimizer.
Load Optimizer? I like the sound of that one. What does Load Optimizer do exactly?
Well, the Load Optimizer is a proprietary algorithm that we have developed that will go through and analyze all of the loads in a project and place them in an order that will result in the smallest possible generator set with the fewest number of load steps. What we found is in about 30 to 40% of the projects where there is not a fixed load profile needed, we've seen the optimizer be able to decrease the size of the generator set one, maybe even two times, which results in a lot of added benefit to the customer in terms of smaller footprint and lower upfront installed cost.
That's certainly an impressive tool that continues to evolve, Chad. Why should our listeners embrace this kind of system over how they are sizing their gensets today, for example?
That's a great question. You see, sizing generator sets is part science, part art. There are a number of factors to take into account when looking at a project. The running power requirements, the starting requirements, harmonics, that's just a few of the factors to look at for each of the loads. If you account for these wrong, you could oversize the generator set or, even worse, undersize the generator set. When you've oversized the generator set, this means you've just bought or specified a larger unit than required, not providing the best value for that ultimate end user. Undersize a generator set, and it's either not going to start the loads or not be able to provide power to all the loads through the operation of that facility. Both of these cases can result in unhappy customers. But with SpecSizer, we take all those factors into account when recommending a generator set. Our loads have been modeled on what is being sold today and also common industry design guidelines. And if you do happen to have something unique, the user does have the ability to change all of the defaults for any of our load types so that that load can specifically match what is being installed at that facility.
Very interesting. It sure is a blend of art and science. Chad, it looks like the whole platform is done with the end user in mind and focused on making their work easier. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. Quick and easy to use. That's kind of the mantra that we are working on in SpecSizer. In the market today, everyone is busy. Anything that we can do to shorten the time to size a generator set is going to be a benefit. And we do this by not being static or fixed in our ideas for improvements to SpecSizer. We are continually talking to our users, gathering feedback on what changes to make everyone's job easier. Again, some of the tweaks can be very minor, just like setting some defaults in your project parameters that you can set once and leave. And some are major, like introduction of the browse genset function.
That's really something. In your experience, can you give me an example of a feature that was specifically driven by user input?
Certainly. As we were talking to our users, one piece of feedback we received was, hey, I've got a 2-megawatt generator set. I just want the data on it. Well, SpecSizer was not designed to easily do this. It was possible, but it was not very quick or intuitive. So we developed this browse generator set module that I just mentioned, where you don't need to actually go through all the steps to size a generator set. Just enter in a couple of basic parameters, voltage, rating, duty, emissions, kilowatt range, and hit give me the generator set. And with that, then you can get all that same rich technical data you get when you completely size a generator set. Spec sheets, technical data, and drawings are all available with that click of a button.
So if I understand you correctly, there are three things I've learned about SpecSizer today. See if I got them right. One, CAT has a proprietary algorithm for helping user optimize the size of their genset to best fit their application. Two, CAT puts a tremendous amount of effort into usability, making it easy to use and understanding sizing. Three, users are provided with everything they need to specify a genset for their facility in one place, from drawings to technical specs and all at no charge. Did I get that right?
Yes, you did, Lou. And I do encourage our listeners, if anyone has not been out to see SpecSizer here recently, just go out and check it out. We've made a lot of improvements and continue to update the software.
Well, there you have it, folks. For more information on SpecSizer, go to www.specsizer.cat.com. Remember, there is no cost for this great tool. Feel free to email the SpecSizer team directly at specsizersupport@cat.com for any additional assistance you might need. If you'd like to suggest other topics for our program here at Power Bytes or have some feedback to share, please write us here at powerbytes BYTES at cat.com or visit us at Electric Power on Facebook or LinkedIn. As always, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast if you enjoy your time here today, and have a great day.